Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate efficient evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand new.
Anxiety has taken over your life because you're doubting that you can be successful with something you've prepared your whole life for. Mind you, if you're not ready, then you shouldn't do it. See, moments come in life when it's time to take the shot, but did you prepare yourself in life prior to being in that circumstance or that situation? David didn't just take the stones and the slingshot to kill a giant without having had other circumstances and situations and trials that he faced where he saw success. He killed a bear, he killed a lion. While everyone else paid attention to his other seven brothers, he was in the backyard taking care of the sheep, practicing, building his skills, seeing successes and failure for the ultimate showdown in which no one else was successful. I titled this unadulterated because the word unadulterated means to not be mixed or diluted with anything different or different elements. But to be unadulterated means to be complete and to be absolute. One can't do that if they're constantly listening to semantics and chatter from the left and the right. This is why the Most High tells you to walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, because in doing so, doubt enters into your life. Could you imagine people saying, you know if you miss, that giant's going to kill you. You know if you don't hit him the first time, you're done. This is when fear sets in, because we always want to seek external counsel from other people instead of being confident in what we've prepared ourselves for. But once again, I say, have you prepared yourself? Are you practicing? What do you do with your time? Do you need time management? The moment will come where you will face your giant that if you defeat will lead you to kingship and ultimate success. But you, my friend, have to become unadulterated, not mixed, not diluted, but focused, no external elements. Too many times, businesses, marriages, relationships have failed because we seek the counsel of others. When knowing that the Most High puts you here complete and whole, but for some reason or another, doubt has set into your life because of external sources, television, movies, not reading the right books, family, so-called friends, so-called best friends that have dropped a seed into your life to cause you to doubt. David wasn't trying to hear it. Two rocks and a slingshot. Not worried about missing. I've done this. Practiced this. Prepared my whole life for this. Can't tell me about what will happen if I miss. Because I'm not going to miss. This is my chance. Let today be your chance. Let today be your success story. Let today be the day that you turn your whole life around. Block out the chatter. Block out the semantics. What everybody else has to say. Take your best shot. Be unadulterated. You can do it.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me pray.